My name is William Hansen, and I am an etiquette coach.
And we very much need to speak to you because, of course, we have the coronation coming up. So, and you're not happy about some of the sort of the faux pas that we commit as a country when it comes to etiquette, then, I gather.
No, well, alas, I have noticed when out and about dining in public that maybe people's dining etiquette is not quite on par. And this new research from Costa Coffee, ahead of the launch of their Coronation Chicken Toasty, has slightly proved me right. But the good news is there's always room for improvement.
So what are we doing wrong then? Come on, let us have it. Where are we going wrong here?
Well, less than half of Britain, apparently, according to the research, knows how to hold cutlery correctly, yet alone in which hand. People don't quite know where to put their cutlery when they're finished. People leave lipstick mark on cups. People stick out their little finger when having a cup of tea, which a lot of people think is posh, but is actually anything. But is any of that resonating with you, John?
I wouldn't have a clue how to hold my knife and fork. I just like hold it in a practical way to like eat the food. Right. I haven't really considered that. I obviously haven't left lipstick on a cup because I don't wear lipstick. I think it does resonate with me. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, well, luckily help is on hand, and I think the coronation of the King and Queen Camilla is probably a very good time just to raise the standards across the board.
Excellent. Yes, very much. Very much kind of a light-hearted story, but, an important message. And why do you think, standards are slipping? Why do you think we're kind of in this sort of situation?
Well, I it's not so necessarily so much that standards are slipping, if I'm being generous. I would say it's just that standards are changing. And actually how we eat is very different from, let's say, the last coronation we had in 53. We have all sorts of different foods, different cuisines, different ways of eating. And I think a bit like when the mobile phone was first invented and people shouting down it on trains, nobody does that now because we all sort of have worked out how a mobile phone works and that's quite irritating. I think what we're finding with other foods and other cuisines is just an acceptable way to balance polite eating and not making it very obvious to other people that we're chewing and processing the food and enjoying our food.
Oh, do you know, it's nothing worse. Noisy eaters.
Oh,
really? Oh, when someone's like chewing their food really loudly, that just really winds me up, if I'm honest.
Yes. No, it's nothing worse than hearing noisy mastication.
So, yeah, on the whole, looking at the research, women admit to making more etiquette mistakes than men. So why do you think that would be?
Well, I think women are more honest, generally. Okay. I think men have pride. They have too much pride and they may not want to admit it. But I think everyone probably, regardless of your gender, makes mistakes. We all do. We're only humans. No one's perfect, of course. But then with ladies, for example, the lipstick one, ladies conventionally wear more lipstick than men, although historically, that's actually been completely the opposite. But now it's only ladies that wear lipstick generally. You know, this research from Costa Coffee has shown that there are other things, that other transgressions that only really ladies or people wearing makeup can make. So that's probably why women are having a slightly harder time with this research.
Interesting. And I noticed in here you're talking about proper napkin etiquette. I can't actually remember the last time I really used a napkin, actually, to be honest. Should I be admitting that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to terminate the interview now, really. What do you use then? What do you need use to sort of wipe your mouth and stop getting on your trousers?
I don't know. But sometimes a napkin, a bit of paper towel. Probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is better than nothing. You go around to people's houses and they don't give you anything, and you've got, and then they serve finger food. And you think, well, I've got greasy hands. Do you want me to touch your sofa with these greasy hands? So piece of kitchen roll, much better than nothing. A paper napkin is again preferable to nothing at all. But a nice proper sizable napkin. So many paper napkins are so small. I wish they made large paper napkins, not these sort of small pathetic ones.
Yes. Okay. So what's the proper way then? What's the proper napkin etiquette, provided you've got your napkin? What should we be doing with it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's imagine you've got a nice sort of cotton or linen napkin, quite a sizable one. For very large napkins, such as dinner napkins, which should be served at, let's say, a state banquet at Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle, you would take that, you unfold it gently to one side. You don't need to do a theatrical flick with it, because you're going to take someone's eye out, and you would fold it in half. The crease goes towards you and it is placed on your lap. And then when you're using it just to gently dab your mouth, it is just a gentle dab. It's not a flannel. We're not washing in a bathroom. It's not a wipe. It's just dab, dab, dab. And hopefully just a few crumbs have come off, John. If the napkin then gets very messy because you've got so much food around your mouth, obviously something has gone fundamentally wrong.
Yes, obviously. I love that. Thanks for clarifying that. And on the sandwiches then, and we mentioned, you know, that Costa Coffee, who have done this research, bringing out a coronation chicken toasty, did you say? Sound of that. That sounds good.
It sounds delicious. I mean, I love coronation chicken, so I was delighted when I heard about this. And I love toasted sandwiches. So this is sort of a match made in heaven.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And of course, the coronation chicken, you know, goes right back, doesn't it, to the Queen's coronation in the 50s.
Yes, absolutely. In 53, it was created as part of a sort of a competition. And it was this lovely sort of combination of a bechamel sauce with chicken, sultanas, some spices as well. And it's obviously so popular, it's stuck around and it's still around with the next coronation.
Really good to have that as part of the, you know, a little nod to Queen Elizabeth II through the coronation chicken. So, you know, we're making sandwiches at home. Many of us may be putting on a buffet for the coronation, having sort of friends round. I mean, how should we be preparing sandwiches? Is there a way we should cut them? What should we do there?
Yeah, well, if you're having a sandwich, whether it's toasted or not, and you're preparing it, generally triangles are considered smarter than sort of squares or rectangles. So we would do that. Obviously, if it's a tea sandwich, we're having afternoon tea, crusts cut off, they'd be much smaller. And actually, in the royal household, they are square. But that's a tea sandwich, but lunchtime sandwiches are triangular.
Okay, there you go. It's been really interesting, you know, to discuss this. And, you know, I think I've definitely learned something here. Probably go out and buy some napkins, I think.
Good. Do you please,
John. From this. Yeah.
If nothing else, it's what the King and Queen Camilla would want.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't be upsetting them ahead of a coronation. So how do we find out more about you and about the research?
Well, you can go to my social media. I'm William Hanson Etiquette on Instagram. Or you can, of course, go into your nearest Costa Coffee and tuck in to a lovely coronation chicken toasty. Nicely, of course, please.
Yes, yes. No loud eating. Yeah, we want to keep it etiquette in mind at all times. Brilliant. Well, William, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, John.